Ois Dalet. Here we have Simon Gimel, Ois Dalet, Lukutai Halachas. Well, let's chazer for a second from Ois Gimel, because it brings us back into the Rikud, into the Chasana. Zeh b'chinus ha-simcha shel Chasana, shi mitzvah gadola. We don't see any other simcha that's as great as the simcha of Chasana. K'mo shefligu rabbi senazal b'gadol ha-mitzvah l'sameh chasna mekala. Ki ikke kedusha sabrius wa simcha kana. Because the ikke kedusha sabrius, as we learned last week, is to bring the sitra, the nukva, the marashchara, the atzvas, to bring into the rikud, and that's the ikke kedusha sabrius. Not for a person to be alone, but rather to be misameach the kala. Yisamach is Easter b'dvar mitzvah, as we learned last week. V'ikru l'hapeh chayogen v'anocha b'chine sitra d'nukva l'simcha. The ikur is to transform the side of sadness, of depression, which is called sitra d'nukva, of the kala, and to bring that into the simcha. V'alkein b'chasne shos nasa z'ayichud. Therefore, the chasna is the greatest simcha. It's not a simcha that leaves anything outside of the circle of the simcha. It brings everything into the simcha. Because the ikar shleim is a simcha k'shemishapech yogin v'anochel simcha. That's the whole simcha of Purim that we've been talking about. V'nahafaychu. So up to his dalad. Those of you who have learned Lukut Amran, you know that music is a very, very big inyan by Rabbi Nachman. And this is the inyan of the klei zemer. How important it is to have music at the chasna b'shvil ha-simcha. Because the music at the chasna corresponds to the Asor Mine Negina, the 10 types of Nigin, the Tikkun HaKloli, the 10 pulses of the body, the whole Chiyas that comes from the Negina. Shal Yodim Ikra Simcha Kinir Bechush. That we could see this Bechush, that the Ikra Simcha Bechasna is the music of the Chasna. Now it's very, very hard. The kind of music, I'm not going to go into that. Some of you might have heard me rant about that. This is the music, this is not music. What's going on nowadays is totally goyish, noise, and with the exception of a few holy menagnim, otherwise it's not called music at all. It's something else, it's not music. We see that when it's Bekedusha, that the Ikka Simcha by the Chasna is generated by the music, by the Asor mine negina. K'mayshakosuv alei asor v'alei novel. Kisimachtani Hashem before Alecha. The music brings to a state of the alei osor v'alei novel. Alei osor is a hint to the asor mine negina. Brings to a state of kisimachtani Hashem before Alecha. Brings us to a place of simcha, the ability to really, really rejoice. Vika klezema b'chinas asor minei negina shei machnis and simcha b'leiv. Ika haflogas ma'alosim b'china hanal. Sheish korach la'asor minei negina sheheim klolis hanigunim v'klezema. All music, all song is included in the asor minei negina, and that has the ability l'sameach esodim b'toikiv da'agosu v'atzvus shavu. We see the korach that music has, that even when a person is betaykev da'agoso, is completely filled with daiga, with worry, va'atzvus, and he said, the music has the ability to turn him around, to bring him back in to the simcha. Kenira b'chush, sha'idei nigin afilu b'peh, that with a nigin, even if it's without all the instruments, even if a person sings just himself, mikol shekein kishoshomim ha'nigin mikle zemer. And how much more so when the niggun is heard from klezemer, Even though the person was outside in a place of atzvus and marashchayra, somehow the music is able to draw him back into the simcha. And it's able to transform the daig and the atzvus into simcha. Because the 10 minei negina have the ability, have this koach, lach taifa yogan v'anocha, to grab the yogan v'anocha, the sadness, l'hofcham, the simcha canal, to transform them into simcha. Now we need to know where does a nigun take such koach from? Now the nigun that we know, the negina that we know from Torah, is neginas halevim, shiras halevim. Song comes from the world of the Levim. And that was the avoid of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'kenis arusa de negina hu misitra de levoi. It comes from the side of the Levim. You know that the Kahanim, the Kohuna, is the b'china of chesed. Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. The Kohuna is chesed. The coin is Levarchis Ami Yisrael Biahava. The side of the Kohuna is the right side, which is Chesed and Ahava. The side of the Leviya, of Levi, is the left side. Sitra the Smala, which means that the Levi is the Inyan of Gevur. There are very important long mamorim from Alter Rebbe in this Inyan of the Levium being from the left side. And l'inyanenu, what's important is that we would not expect music, negina, which is the greatest tokif of simcha, we wouldn't expect it to come from the Levium, since the Levium are the side of Gvur. The side of Gvur. Even we see that in the Nusuch, we see in Tehillim a lot, Lam Natseach Beneginus, Bechlal, the whole koch of Nitzuach is a koch to be Mezgabe, right? Nitzuach. The language of Lam Natseach, which means a conductor. It's an interesting lesson, a Menatseach. The one who brings all the music together is called the Menatseach. Menatseach means, usually in a Muhammad, there's a Menatseach, right? There's the one who loses and there's the Menatseach. The conductor of a choir, Lam Natseach, Mizmor Shir, was a lashon of nitzachon, of his gabrus, of being mizgaber, lam natzeach. This gabru ha-levim b'shir, there's a lashon that the levim were mizgaber with their song. The music of the levim was mizgaber. So we see this connection between music, shira, negina, and the side of the levim, which is the left side, which is gvur. Lam natzeach, l'hizgaber, is the koach of shira. Is the bechina sitra de smala. He said, the levi shahayu menatzkin b'shir l'duchin, shahayim bechina sitra de smala kiyaduah. The levim who would stand on the duchin, on the platform, in Beis HaMikdash, they come from the left side. The kahanim are from the right side, the levim are from the left side. So, negina comes from the side of gvur, the left side. Shizo b'chinas ruach tzvaynis shahaysa men hasheves b'chinas shal David v'hay menagin me'elav. And everybody remembers the beginning of the Gemara in Brachas, how David HaMelech had a kinur, had the instrument hanging over his, that was hanging over his bed. And the ruach tzvaynis, which is the side of gevurah, of din, which is a lashon of tzafun, that which is hidden. It's the left side. She said, "Bekinis ruach tzvaynish aysam and hashavas bekinis shall David." A wind would come from the side of Gvura, and that wind would blow on the strings of David HaMelech's harp. V'hayu menagin me'elav, and it would be menagin. It would start to play music on its own. K'may she'omer Rabbi Senuzal, ki ikka hanigin bekinis tzafayn shehu smal. We see here also that the Ikar HaNigin, that it originates, it somehow comes in from the side of Tzafayn, which is Smol, which is Gevur, which is Din, which is Bechinas Sitra de Levi, which is the side of the Levium. Hisham be Sitra de Smola, Shom Iker Achizes Hadin. Because the left side is the Inin of Nukva, of the Nekeva, which is Gvuris, which is Din, where there is the Iker Achizes Hadin. The Iker Achizes Hadin, where there's a greater, a much more powerful inclination towards Atzvus, Amar Shchayr, is the left side. Is the side of the Levim, is the side of the Nekeva. Shubachinus Atzvus. Va'al Kain, Davka, because of that, Ikke Shleimus HaSimcha, the Ikke Shleimus of Simcha, is not from the right side. It's not from the side of Ahava, of Chesed, of the Kahanim. Of the zoch of the male, is davka from the side of the sitra de levi, the sitra de smala, the sitra de nukva, the left side, the place where atzvus is hiding, is tzofon, is tzofon. Al ken ikke shleimus hasimcha shasar min inegina ba misham davka mibchina smal kanal. He's the Iker Shleimus HaSimcha, because the Iker Shleimus HaSimcha, as we've been learning, is Haba Ayideh Asar Min Inegina, Ki Yesh Lam Koch LaHafay Chayogen VaAnocha, because the greatest Negin is the one that could take a person out of sadness. The greatest dance is when you could bring in every part of yourself, even the miserable parts of yourself, into the Negin, into the Simcha, into the Rikud. As we learned that when a person is mamish all the way down in the lowest place, that he can't find mamish a schus in himself, then he's stripped of all of his madregas and he comes to the etzem of who he is, which is Ayid. And from that place, mamish comes the highest nigan, that he brings himself up into that nigan of being a Jew. And that's the nitzachon of lam natzeach b'neginais. Because the greatest nitzachon is the nitzachon of bringing everything into the song, of defeating the other side, of defeating that side which is bringing a person to a place of no hope. That's the biggest nitzachon. That's the nitzuach of the levim by the klei shir. Kieshnam koch lahaprech hayogen vanoch. Shabo misham mibchinas smol. Because yogen vanoch, sadness and depression, come from the left side, from the ruach tzefainis. And that's why the nigun that comes from that place, Yeshtam Koch Lahapar Chayogan Vanachish Bomishon Bchinis Smol, the Simcha, to change it into Simcha. She says, Ikke Shleimus HaSimcha Kanal. Kein Hadin Nimtok El Bisharsha. Because we learned this, that really, we see this by Yitzchak Avinu, that his name means to laugh. Because the greatest Hamtok is when the side of Gvura, when the side of Gvura is itself brought into the Simcha, you see that the Koach of Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura, to be Mezgaber, and that his name means laughter. We wouldn't on our own associate Yitzchak with laughter. But the deepest Simcha is Davka, when the left side of Gvura is Nimtak, is sweetened with a song. Val Kane Bisherish Akadusha, his Eurus as Simcha, who Davki Misitra this model. Val Kane Misham Davka Boyn Kola Sermon in Nagina, that's all the Sermon in Nagina come from. Ki Davka Aideza, Yechon Laham Tikulavatal, Hayogan Vanocha Bisherisho, could reach all the way into the Shurish of the Yogan Vanocha, and to heal and to cure all of the sadness and all of the misery with the Asarmin in Nagina. Till all the yogin v'anoche is changed into simcha. So the ikke shleimus simcha. That's the ikke shleimus simcha. Umachn the ikke yichud shel chasna. We begin zu. Since we learned that this is the ikke yichud of the chasna, the zocher and the nekeva, Nekeva is the side of the left side, which is Sitri the Nukva. And therefore, the Ikka Yichud of the Chasna we learned is Bechina Zu, Lahafei Chayogen Vanochel Simcha, to bring the Kala into the Simcha. Al Kain, which is that's the Yichud of Chasna and Kala, that's the highest Simcha. That's why the Chasna is the time of the greatest Simcha. Al Kain, Noagin Lechiyuv Gadol Shiyah Klei Zemer Al Chasna. Therefore, even people who can't afford, the poorest people, try to have somehow, in some way, that there should be klezema, there should be music by the chasna. Ka'asar mine negina, because the 10 mine negina in Tehillim, which is the Inyan of the Tikkun HaKlali, 10 types of song in Sefer Tehillim, which correspond to the 10 pulses of the body, yesh lehem zakoch lahapach hayogin vanochelesim. To change the Mitzvahs from Misa to Chaim, which is the Simcha of Purim, which is the Simcha of the Chasana, of Loi Toiv Heyoisa Odom Levada, and to change Davke, to change that into a Matzav of Yichud Chasana Kala. Shazel Bechinas Ruach Tzafonis, I'm on the Shabbos Bechinas Shal David. Vizesh Akosu Bazar Kodesh. It's Arusa de Zivuga Misitu de Tzofen. The Zohar says that the Arus of Zivug, of the husband and wife being together, is Misitu de Tzofen. Comes from the left side. That's the Ruach Tzefanis, which is the left side. Which is hinted at in the fact that it is hovering over the bed of David HaMelech. Because what's a niggin? A niggin is oliviyored. A niggin goes up and down. That's what a niggin is. It's not, if it's a sound that's just an even sound, then it's not a niggin. A niggin is always bechinas oliviyored. Oliviyored. Bechinas mi ola shamayim viyared v'chulu sheperish rabbeinu ala nigina. How does he make music? How does the menagein create this music? The menagein, especially on a string instrument, but by any instrument really, the menagein is constantly being mevarer the ruach toiva min haruach ra. He's separating between the good sounds, the ruach toiva, and drawing it from the ruach ra. She said, "Bechinas mi ola shemayim v'yered." We said, "Bechinas anal, shemahapech hayogin v'anoch le'simcha idehen negina." And this, on a deeper level, the fact that a nigin is oyle v'yered goes higher and lower. The notes are higher and then low notes and higher notes and low notes, and all together it creates a nigin, where even the low notes of life are brought into that niggin. That's the nature of a niggin. That's what a niggin does. Ki hipuch yogin v'anoch l'simcha, transforming the yogin v'anoch l'simcha, the sadness and the misery, into joy. Zo ikke b'chines ber haruach toivim and haruach ra. That's the ikke biur between ruach ra, ruach toivim, to draw out the ruach toivim, min haruach ra, which is bechinas oyle v'yored. Shetzarech ha-menagin ha-mamshich ha-simcha. What does the menagin do? The menagin, who's mamshich ha-simcha, he has to go leirad b'neguna b'toike for ruach ra. He has to go into the low note, to descend into the low note, into that sound that's descending lower and lower. And the menagin takes that, which is eshu atzvus, marashchayru, that low sound of the niggin, is atzus amar shcher, bechinas yogin vanocha, sadness and misery, ulevarer lahalois hakadusha vasimcha, and he brings it up. He brings that chord, that sound, that note, he brings that up. Sheyesh sham shu bechinas haruach toiva, ad sheyale v'yevarer haruach ro bechinas yogin vanocha, until he's able to change the low note, because in a niggin, it's that range that creates the unbelievable music. It's the range of the low note. If you just have a niggin, there's no niggin, it just goes, it's not a niggin. It's the range of the niggin. It's the fact that the menagin is able to descend all the way down, and then to lift up the song. Ola l'kim b'sua, to lift up the sound. Yivar ruach rabbechinis yogur v'anocha, lahovcha l'simcha. That's how fachta misbedila mochali, pitach desaki v'tazreini simcha. Mizmashiach Hanukkah Sabayis LaDavid. It's the song. Mizmashiach Hanukkah Sabayis LaDavid. The song of David HaMelech. The song of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech comes also. Misitra, the small, he comes from the left side. He was born with the same mazel of Esav from the left side. Therefore, David HaMelech was red, right, also. And the Davka David HaMelech became Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael, the greatest singer of the Jewish people. Is David HaMelech, all of Tehillim, all Zemiras, the Tikkun Klal, the Asarmini and the Gini come from David Malka Mashiach. And David HaMelech himself came from the side of Esav, the left side. Is Mashiach Hanukkah Sabayis LaDavid, the Gili of that is, Hafachta Mispedi, you transformed my Mispedi, my eulogy, my misery, L'mocholi, to a dance. Hafachta Mispedi L'mocholi, Pitachta Saki V'ta'azreini Simcha. Saki means the sackcloth of mourning, right? Of sadness. The tachta saki means my sack. The sack of mourning that a mourner wears. Pitachta saki, and you strengthen me vata azreini simcha. That the very same simon of avelis, which is sitra de smarla, which is the sack, which is the left side. The ruach svainis. Pitachta saki vata azreini simcha. That's what makes a niggun a beautiful niggun. The greater the range of the niggun, the more beautiful it is. The aliyas and the yiridas, and how the menatzeach is able to the musician is able to bring from that place from that place of the sound that was all the way down. To bring the note up, and to create the music that comes from the aliyas and the yiridas. That's the ikas shleimus asimcha that we're learning about, where everything is brought into the niggun. The lower note, the lower sounds of the sitra de smol, the left side. So music comes from the levian, from David HaMelech, from Gvura. Kimidois hanigin ve'erche tzerufei kailu shel hanigin aklulam ba'asar min enigina. Because the midas of the nigin and the way that the sounds of the nigin are brought together ba'asar min enigina, the 10 types of song, shemen nishachim kol hanigunim shabo'ilam, all nigunim come from the asar min enigina, sheishlam koach l'shaber es alev ma'od. There's nothing as powerful as a niggun to shatter, to break the heart. Ula ha'loisa, and to lift up the heart. Ula ha'mshichu la'Hashem Yisbarach ma'od ma'od. Meaning to break the heart in a good way. That there should be a shvius alev to bring a person to do tshuva. There's nothing as strong as a niggun to bring a person to do tshuva. To bring the heart closer and closer to Hashem. Can nigun yesh lo koach gadol lahamshich es leiv ha'adam laHashem Yisbarach yadur. But a nigun has such a koach lahamshich es leiv ha'adam laHashem Yisbarach yadur. K'mo shedibur Rabbeinu Zal mizeh kama pa'amim. Rabbi Nachman spoke about this many times. Vom shetoyv ma'od lahachis es atzmo meizeh nigun. That it's very, very good for a person to be mechay himself, to bring oneself back to life. Eze nigun with a nigun. V'makama v'kama toris neflos al ini neflogus rumaylus hanigina, and there are a number of toris that we have from Rabbi Nachman regarding the greatness, the koach of nigina, ha'olam lamala lamala ad tachlis amayla, that reached the highest place. Kamuvan bedvarav zal lemi shema ayin behem v'rogel behem, whoever knows. Rabbi Nachman's Tyrus is familiar with this. The Ikka Maila Sanagina, and the Ikka Maila of the Nagina, the greatness of the Nagina, the Pchina Hanal, Mashiach Koach Aideh Hanigin, Lalois Vilayrit Achiyachta Fasiogim Anocha, that a Nagin has the ability to infiltrate into the lowest place. Achiyachta Fasiogim Anocha. To take from there, to grab from there all of the Yogan of Anocha, Shubachin is Ruach Rav Atzvus, which is Ruach Ran Atzvus, and to bring it up in the Nigin, Lahavcha, Lisimcha. She says, the Ikkish Shlemus of Kedusha Kanal, which is the Yichud of Chasna Kal, which is the Ikkish Shlemus, that's the of Kedusha, which is the Chasna Kal, the Zach and the Keva, the right side and the left side, which is the Yichud that brings everything back to Hashem. Therefore, Kal is the Oasis Hakol, as we spoke about many times. Hakol. Everything. Zebachin is Ketaris. And this is the Indian of the Ketaris in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Ketaris Mamshech Simcha. And we know that Ketaris has the ability to draw Simcha, to bring Simcha. Zebachin is Ketaris Yisamach Leiv. It says in Pasuk. Ketaris Yisamach Leiv. Ketaris somehow would bring to Simchas Aleiv. Now we know that the Ketaris had the ability to stop the Magefa, right? The Koch of Ketaris was to transform Misa into Chai. To take death, which is the Sitra the smaller, which is the left side, Atzvus, and to change it into life. That's why the Ketaris was used to stop the Magefa. Ketaris has that Koch. Vikish Lam's Kadush Vasimchish Niver Aidea Ktaris who begin Hanal. So how does the Ktaris do that? Why is it the Ktaris Yisamach Leiv? Shemahapchina Yogavanocha, Shubhinsa Sitra Achra, Lisimcha, to change the side of sadness, which is the Sitra Achra, Lisimcha into joy, Lisitra de Kedusha. Shazo b'chinas chelbana. Now everybody knows that in the Keteris there was the chelbana. And chelbana was recha ra. It had a terrible smell. So why did the Baruch Hashem want such a thing? That in the Keteris there should be the chelbana, there should be the worst smell. The whole inyan of the Keteris is that it has a beautiful smell. And that we know that davke through the chelbana, that because of the presence of that thing which on its own is a terrible, terrible smell, that because of the presence of the chelbana, davke, through the chelbana, the Ketaris was able to, all together, with the chelbana, was able to have a gewaldige smell. So we understand. Shezo b'chinas chelbana, sherei chara, shahayip Ketaris. Shemiram is al birak dush mitoykef ha-sitrach va-klipes kedubik sov. That's why the Ketaris is davke, the biggest avoid of the Ketaris was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi was Davka B'Yom Kippur. And Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh Kedoshim was the Avodah of the Ketaris. The biggest Inyan of the Avodah of Yom Kippur was the Ketaris. Which is the Tachlis of Tshuva, is what? That Zidainis Nasen L'Kizachias, right? That all of one's Aveiras, through Tshuva Me'ahava, all of one's Aveiras are transformed into Mitzvahs. That's the Inyan of V'Nahafaychu. That's Purim and Yom Kippurim, Ketaris. That's why Esther Mordechai also is a lashon of the smell of the Shemana Mishcha. Maradachia, we spoke about that last week. Maradachia is Mordechai, and Esther's name is Hadassah, which is the smell. All the Indian of the Ketaris of the smell, which I mentioned last week, the Bnei Yisrael, so that the chush of Reach of smelling did not take part in the chait of the Eitz Hadas Toivera. Therefore, it has the ability to transform all Ra into Toiv. The chush hareach, which is the inyan of that the neshama is nehanis mimenu, the koch of smell, which is Mordechai and Esther. It's the Ketaris. Mordechai is meradachi from the Shem and HaMishcha also have the smell. Mishcha is the word simcha. Mishcha is simcha. Shem and HaMishcha is hasimcha. It's the koch of Purim, which is Yom Kippurim. All the zidainis and asmalke zochias. We know that the holy need of Purim is kimu v'kiblu, and Rashi says me'ahava sanei. He says be'ahava. Therefore, the tshuva of Purim is me'ahava. Is tshuva me'ahava. The koach of Purim is kimu v'kiblu ayehudim. Is tshuva me'ahava. Me'ahava has the koach to change all of the averus and the mitzvahs. Yom Kippur itself is tshuva me'yira. It's a pachad. Yom Kippur is a pachad. Is yira. But the hamtoke of Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim is Purim, where it's kimu v'kiblu me'ahava, be'ahava, me'ahava sanais. And there all of the averis are transformed into zochis, which is a pella. You see that on Purim, that the whole union of Purim is the sudas Purim, is the simchas, the mishta. Well, you would think that if davka on Purim, there shouldn't be any drinking at all. Because that's how we got into trouble, by the Suda of Achashverosh, right? By the Mishta of Achashverosh. That was where the Tzara came from. That's where that's because of that we were going to die. We were going to get killed because we were having a party by Achashverosh. So you would think that would not be the way to celebrate Purim. You would think Purim should be a day where we would be fasting, or at least to be sober, right? But the Davkan Purim is in Chayev, Inish Levesumei, Bepurim, Adel Yodah, Ben Arham, Lo Baruch Mordechai, because the Ikka Tikkun is Adel Yodah, which is to lift up Arham into the world of Baruch Mordechai, the Sitra, the Smola, the side, the left side, into the Simcha of Purim, which is the Koach of Zidonis Nasna Kazachias, where even the darkness, the Yogan Vanacha, is transformed into joy. Therefore, the very same wine that brought to the Kilkul, that brought upon us the Gezerah to die, is Davke the Simchas Purim. It fixes that, because the Zidanis Nasna Kizachias. That's the Kabbalah Satar of Purim. When we receive the Torah by Shavuah, so there, the Magen Avraham brings from Chazal how we have a minig to stay up Shavuah's night the whole night. Why? So the Magen Avraham brings to be Misakein the fact that we fell asleep by Kabbalah Satar. So that we understand is a normal way to make a tikkun. Could you imagine if on Shavuos, if the minig would davke be on Shavuos to sleep the whole day? But that's what's on Purim. We understand by Shavuos, it makes sense. The takola, the problem was we fell asleep, whatever that means. It's a very deep inyan, and therefore the minig is to fix that. How do we fix that? We fix that by staying up, not going to sleep on Shavuos night, the night of Kabbalah Satar. Right? That's how we fix it. So you would say that by Purim should be the same thing. We got into trouble by drinking. The way to get out of trouble, to be masakin, that is to not to drink. But the chilik is that the Kabbalah Satar that was by Shavuos was a Kabbalah Satar that was kaf aleim hakigigis. That's what Taisus explains over there. That only changed afterwards by Purim. But kaf aleim hakigigis, that means that on the Kabbalah Satar of Shavuos is a Kabbalah Satar of kaf aleim hakigigis, which is what? Meyira. Yira, the tshuva meyira is zidonis nasna kishgogas. That means you have to be misakin. We can't sleep on Shavuos night. You have to fix. You have to try to correct the problem. But on Purim, which is kimu v'kiblu, which is tshuva me'ahava, therefore on Purim the problem itself becomes the maila. You following? The drinking itself becomes the maila, because then we already come to a madrega of Adeloya, that the holy name of Kabbalah Satar is to come to a place of Das. Ata Hares to Das, that's Kabbalah Satar. Purim is higher than that. Purim is Adeloya. That means to be Misakin the side of Arahaman. To be Misakin the side of Arahaman means not to push Haman out, but to be Misakin the side of Arahaman. Adelab and Arahaman Baruch Mordechai. So Dafka and Purim, we drink on Purim. It's a strange thing. That's the Kilkel came from drinking. But that's the Ika Atikun of Purim, which is the Koach of V'nahafeichu. Ashi Yishlatu Ayyudim Heimu B'Seinayim. Kol Amehar is Mesiyadim. Kinofalem Pachat Hayudim, of Pachat Mordechai, Pachat Ayyudim, that brought Tavkip to Kol Amehar is Mesiyadim, to the Goyim becoming Jews. Which is the Indian of Hafachta Misbedilam Ochali of Adloyodah ben Arham of Maruch Mordechai. Everything is brought up into the Nigan of Purim. By Shavuos, not everything, it's not that by Shavuos. because Shavuos is an inyan kabbalas Torah meyira, that Hashem held the mountain over our heads. Kofel ha'kegigis. Yira means there's still an inyan of Mar Shchayr and Atzvus. But when the year is nimtak b'sharisha, in the sharish, that's Yitzchak Avinu. B'yom higamel es Yitzchak. Higamel is the Eishes Megillah. B'yom higamel es Yitzchak is the Eishes Megillah. Does Yitzchak have to do with any of the Megillah? Me'yish Shmonim Yom. He was 180 years old. Is the age of Yitzchak Avinu. That's how long he lived. 180 is the Mishta of Achashverosh. It's all connected. I'm going to all the lot of Ramazim with that. But the Indian of Yitzchak by Purim. B'yom higamel es Yitzchak. Yitzchak is tzchayk. There's laughter that comes from the left side. Mesitra demaisa. We were all supposed to get killed. We were all supposed to get killed in Shushan. That was the gzeira. Yitzchak's name means keitzchay, the end of life. The end of life. It means death. Keitzchay is Yitzchak, and davka from there comes the biggest tzchayk. Tzchayk also li elokim. Elokim means adin. Tzchayk comes from the left side. Tzchayk also li elokim. Kol hashemeh yitzchak li. From the left side, tzchayk also li elokim. You would think it would say tzchayk also li havai. Yud kei vav kei. Tzchayk also li elokim. Because that's the ultimate tikkun. Is hafachta mispedi lamochli. The left side is brought into the tzchayk of Yitzchak Avinu. And the one who was supposed to die, who was brought up for the Akedah, is the Koach of Tchias HaMesim, comes to us Davka through Yitzchak Avinu. That's the second Baruch in Shemin Esrei. Mechai Mesim Barachim Rabim is the Baruch of Yitzchak Avinu. Gvurais, Gishom. Gvuros is Yitzchak Avinu. Keitzchai. Mechai Mesim Barachim Rabim is Yitzchak Avinu. That's the meaning of the Lechaim that we make on Purim. It's not just time to be alive. It's when you were supposed to die and you come back to life. That's Hafachta Mesbedi Lamochali. That's the simcha of Purim, is Yitzchak Avinu, who is Tchias HaMeisim. That's Mimisa L'chaim. That's the nes of Purim, is Mimisa L'chaim. L'kol Shekein, the Gemara says. Mimisa L'chaim. That's the union of the Ketores, of Mordechai Meredachia and Esther Hadassah, and the smell of the Ketores. It had to have chelben. It said, the chelben is the low note. The chelben is terrible smell. Terrible. Arahaman. It's terrible smell. That's the inyan of the chelben. Sherei chara, shahaya b'ktaris, shemrames al bir hakadusha mitaykef hasitrach. Because ktaris means to bring everything to Hashem. Ktaris the lashon of, we'll see, ktaris the lashon of ketira, of kesher. It means a kesher. The word ktaris means ketira. When something is bound together, everything is brought together. That's ktaris. Ketira, chad ketira. Everything is bound in one bundle. It's a bundle. It's, everything is brought up. Kiktaris mevareres umayla kedusha miimke imke klipas. Kiktaris has the ability to mevare kedusha from the deepest klipas. That's why the kiktaris is lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kedush ein dovish shiyala kedusha miimke sitraachra kamer kiktaris. There's nothing that has the koach to bring kedusha miimke sitraachra to bring out the kedusha from everything. That's the kiktaris. That even the chelbana smells is part of the good smell. That even the rishoyim are brought into the nigin. The whole sitra achva, the yogin v'anocha, adli yodib and arham and the baruch manachai, it's all brought into the nigin. The gam charvain is ochel atoiv, charvain is loshen of churban. The gam charvain is ochel atoiv, that even the side of churban, of ra, is brought into the nigin. The gam charvain is ochel atoiv, which the inyan of charvain is elyonavi, right? And Ayanovi was the one that said, there's the tree that Haman prepared, there's the Inyan of Charvayna, Zochel HaTorv is Elyonovi. And Elyonovi Lomeis. Elyonovi is the Tikkun of Misa. Elyonovi Lomeis. Elyonovi is the Koch to transform Misa into Chaim. Therefore he's the Mavasa of Mashiach Zekeil. That's the Ikka Simcha of Mashiach, is the Oisi Simcha. And the Ikka Simcha is through Elyonovi. But Elyonovi is Elyonovi himself, Misitra the Dina, Misitra the Smola, and he brought everything up from Mimisa L'chaim. Elyonovi didn't die. He's a tikkun of the koch of the Eitz Hadas Tovira, which is Misa. The Eitz Hadas Tovira is death. And Elyonovi is a tikkun of that. The Gam Charvayna Zochel Atov. Agam chavon is zocher latoiv. El yanavi zocher latoiv. Agam chavon is zocher latoiv. That even the churban is zocher latoiv. Agam chavon is zocher latoiv. It's the koch of the ketores to stop the magefa, to bring life. Therefore, it says we should say the ketores with very, very big kavana. Kamuva kavana sari. Says a mol ma'od l'tshuva loshem mitoch oimek achoyshech v'sitra achol Hashem is more. The people say ketores from a klaf, which is a very big tikkun. A lot of the svardim say the ketores every day from a klaf. It's a tremendous thing in the kisra ari to help a person to do tshuva mi oimek achoyshech v'sitra achol Hashem is more. Oimik, from the deepest, darkest place to do tshuva. Kamvur b'sidr shal ari etzel ketores. Hainu kanal. Ki ketores hoya bam chelbana sherecha ra. Because the ketores has in it the chelbana, sherecha ra. It's a very bad smell. Shemram is ala sitracha, which is alluding to, which is hinting to the sitracha, the other side. Shegam kein nechlola b'akedusha, so the chelban is brought into the niggun also. This was by Rav Natali Rapshitz of Schussi Elenu, that there was a when Rav Natali was already very sick, and they were making a minyan for Rav Natali Rapshitz that they made in his house, and he couldn't go out, and they were making a minyan in the house, and the 10th person that came to make the minyan was a certain Jew that was a maskil, you know, he was not so frum. It was in the maskilim. He came to make the minyan. He was the 10th person. And the olim looked to Reb Naftali Rapshitz, but he didn't want to start davening. He didn't start davening. And then when an 11th person walked in, another Jew walked in, a fine regular Jew walked in, so then Rav Naftali said to daven. So after davening, this maskil, this guy that wasn't so frum, came over. He was very insulted, you understand. He came over to Rav Naftali Rav Shisser, and in those days, the maskilim knew something. It's not like now. They knew something. So this maskil came to Rav Naftali Rav Shisser, and he said, I don't understand, Rabbi. Even in the, he says, in the Ketores, there was also chelbana. So even if I have a bad smell, right, I could still be part of a minyan. You see that? It's a good kasha. You see that in the Ketores there was chelbana, right? So why can't I be in the minyan? Just because I have a bad smell, I'm not so frum, I'm chelbana. So Naftali Rapshitz went, made nice to him on his face, to be matayis him a little bit, and he says, in Echanami, that's why in the Ketores, he says, there were 11 samimonim in the Ketores. You see, there were 11. You'd ala samimonim hayuba. There were 11. You could be here. You're talking part of the, but we just have to have 11. So he said, so the chelbana has a reach ra, has a bad smell. Shemram is a sitra achra. Shagam ke nechlola bagdusha b'soich ha-ketores ha-mesamach ha-slev. That's the simcha. When the lowest part of myself is lifted up into the niggun. When the one who couldn't be in the dance is brought into the dance. Where I don't have to leave any part of my past, of my memories, of my personality outside of the dance. Even the chelbana of my life is able to be lifted up. That's the ikar shleimus ha-simcha. As we learned in the beginning, not that my simcha comes because I forget about life. I forget about myself. I forget the other. No, the ikar shleimus ha-simcha is where every part of my life is able to be part of the simcha. And I'm able to look back at my life and see that all of those crazy things in my life are also nas and kizachias. All a part of how I was able to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the crazy, disgusting things in my life, in some mysterious way, brought me to this place where I'm now attached to Hashem. That's the ketores. That the chelban itself is part of the... You don't have to make believe there's no chelban. You don't have to make believe that you never had a bad smell in your life. There's a bad smell. There are parts of life that don't smell good. The things in our lives that didn't smell right, that weren't good. There are parts of life that are not good. The things that we did that are wrong. But if the only way that a person could be besimcha is by making believe that doesn't exist, so then that simcha is not going to last. Because sof kol sof, that bad smell will take over. That's what happens to me. The bad smell will take over. but when you can see that the bad smell itself is part of the simcha, where the bad smell itself is nasan l'kizachias, that it itself led, it's part of who I am.
It means to change the yogur vanocha. Shem toikif a sitrach vaklipas. Toikif a sitrach vaklipas. And mahapchen oisun lesimcha. That's hafachta mispedila mochali. That's mamish the highest simcha. Mahapchen oisun lesimcha. She's a ikke shlemus hakadusha vasimcha canal.
I mean, mainly we understand, and Reb Nosson explains a very amazing thing, what happened with Nodav and Aviyu. Okay, Nodav and Aviyu, shnichnesu l'hachtik teres, v'lo ansivu. Here was the problem. Now, Nodav and Aviyu went in to bring teres. There are different days in Chazal, what was the problem? V'lo ansivu, they weren't married. Okay, nen shubemisa. Therefore, they were punished with death. Kabira va'yichud anasa idak teres amesamachas leiv ubchina hanal shemahapchin the yogur vanocha lesimcha. Because the whole bira of teres is to change the yogur vanocha, which is into simcha, which is yichud chasam v'kala. And not of an avi, we're not married. They're not in that place of the teres. So b'chinas chasana, b'chinas zivig dekdusha, which is tikkun habris. Nod and Avihu were single. They weren't married. The whole tachlis of the Keteris is to fix everything, to bring everything to a place of simcha. But they couldn't do that. They didn't have wives. They were not married. Who were pogim in this inyan, that they didn't get, they, for whatever reason, on their madrega, that they were not getting married. That they didn't want to get married. They wanted to be in a place of, without doing that, just to be in a place of complete Kedusha, without having to get into the whole sugya of Yichud Chasan and Kala. That's not our way. That's not our way. Davka on Yom Kippur, the Shidduchim were made, right? On Yom Kippur and on Tubav, that's when the Shidduchim were made. That's when the Zivugim were made, on Tubav. Shoyi b'nois Yushlam Yoitzes and Mechelis Bekerim. That the girls would go out and they would make the Shidduchim on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is the biggest day of Hashem Elokim, which is Yichud Ilah, Yichud HaTator. Shema, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchusel is Yom Kippur. It's Chasan and Kala. It's the biggest Yichud. So it's the day to make Shidduchim. They used to make Shidduchim on Yom Kippur. Nodav and Aviyu. We cry about Nodav and Aviyu on Yom Kippur. Kehoyu Anoshim Gedolim Tzadikim Nerom Kedoshim Ma'ay. These are very great holy people. You write some Leos Devekim by Shem Yisbach b'Simcha Gadolim Ma'ay Tomit, and they wanted to be in a constant state of they wanted to be in a constant state of Devekis b'Shem. They didn't want to have to deal with taking the wife shopping, and having a family and being busy with carpool. And they didn't want, not even Avi wanted to be in a place of complete kedusha. They didn't want to venture into the left side, into the world of the wife, of that world of the left side. They didn't want to go there. They wanted to stay always in the right side, the side of the kahuna. They wanted to stay in the right side. And they thought that that's the ikka simcha, that's the ikka shlemus, not to go into the world of the women, of the wives, not to go into that world of the left side. They didn't want to go there. They wanted to stay completely lifnai v'lifnim in the world of kedusha on the right side, simcha. Therefore, they brought ketores. They weren't married. Chazal say. They did not want to do what Hashem wanted. That the tachlis was. Like Yitzhak wanted that Esav should go out. Esav's on the left side. He wanted that Esav should be tzad side. He should go hunting. The need of hunting, as explained in the Zohar Kodesh, is that
Yitzhak Avinu wanted that Esav should go out into the side of Tumah and to bring it into the world of Kedusha, because Esav was a Toikif Hadinim, and he knew that Esav could go to, if it worked out with Esav, Esav could have brought back all the Atzva Samar Shchar into Kedusha. Yitzhak Avinu Tzchayk wanted also Lilakim to send Esav Sodli Tzayid, to bring what does it mean Tzayid, to be Tzad Nefoshes, to bring back those lost souls, to bring them into Kedusha. That's what Yitzhak wanted from Esav. That's why he gave him a bracha, to give him the koach, that he should be able to be mamtik the dinim, the sharsham, that Esav should do that. But Nadav and Avihu did not want to go out into the field. Nadav and Avihu didn't want to go outside of the world of Kedusha. To bring the yogan v'anoch l'achnis l'tech ha-sim, which is how begins our mitzvah, Lisa Isha, which is the need of getting married. Ki l'arotzel l'harid atzim l'sham l'hafuk yogan v'anoch l'sham. They didn't want to go down to that low note of life. They didn't want to go into the ugliness. So Nadav and Avihu didn't want to go to the whole sugi of marriage and all the things that it brings and so on, and the sitra de nukva. They didn't want to go to the sitra de nukva. Aval pogma b'zeh ki ein shleimus hakedusha v'simcha kim ayidei zeh davka. But we learn that the shleimus of simcha is ayidei zeh davka, to go out to bring back from the others, from the side, the left side. That's the nigan. That's the simcha. That's the chasna. That's yichud chasna kala. That's the inyan of Yom Kippur. That's the inyan of k'tayrus. They brought k'tayrus and they weren't married. V'kein nen shoydei k'tayrus. Therefore, they were punished by that. He could only be the Kohen Gadol. That's why all of the care that was taken is the first mission in Yuma. What do we? The Kohen Gadol has to be married, or else there can't be a tikkun of Yom Kippur without the Kohen Gadol. If he doesn't have a wife, it can't be a tikkun. And if all the precautions that were taken. Therefore, they were punished with death. They were lost in that world of the Eitzadas, the Nachas of the snake, and they were punished with death. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue. We'll continue next time. Marv.